The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Welcome to the program. This week we look at how the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, is using partnership to boost investment. I'm Camille Guthrie. Stay with us. The Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, continues to make development happen through strategic partnerships, sales, and lease agreements. Recently, the corporation offered a raft of investment opportunities island-wide.
We have a number of offerings available in Montego Bay, McGill, and closer to home, we have offerings in St. Catherine and in Kingston.
UDC's sales coordinator, Ryan Goldburn. Let's zoom in on these offers individually, beginning with the 18-acre Catherine Hall Entertainment Center in St. James.
Our development plan for the Greater Montego Bay area identifies the urgent need for a multi-stage entertainment facility in Montego Bay, particularly to support the tourism product of the area and also to facilitate the development of Montego Bay's cultural industries.
With this in mind, the UDC, in fulfilling its mandate of making development happen, has placed the property on the market in the hope of partnering with private interests to facilitate its redevelopment. Interested investors have until May 13 to collect information packages from the UDC's Revenue Generation Department. The Cotton Polyester Complex in Old Harbor, St. Catherine, is another of the UDC's offerings.
We have sought to tap into the global logistics initiative by way of putting the property on the market to facilitate activities in manufacturing or any other commercial / light industrial activity.
The Cotton Polyester Complex is located approximately 1 kilometer west of the Old Harbor Town Center. The deadline for submitting proposals is May 8. If you're over on the western end of the island, the UDC has an offering for you. This time, it's the Long Bay Beach Park Phase 1 and 2 in Negril, Hanover.
The overall objective is to facilitate the development of the general community, the redevelopment of the tourism product being the two attractions, and also to support national development by enhancing our general tourism product.
The UDC is inviting proposals for the lease of the property. This lease will include the development, management, and maintenance of one or both of the beaches. Back in Kingston, there are two properties for which the UDC is inviting proposals. These are the Chapel Lane Market and the Ideal Warehouse.
The Ideal Warehouse is located along Port Royal Street. It's a 33,000 square feet facility that, well, as the name suggests, it would be ideal for warehousing as well as any other commercial or light industrial activity. This offering that we have recently made available to the public is another part of our overall plan for the redevelopment of downtown Kingston.
UDC's sales coordinator, Ryan Goldburn. Interested persons have until May 1 to collect information packages about this property from the UDC's Revenue Generation Department. Information packages for the Chapel Lane Market, also in downtown Kingston, should be collected by May 15. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that many popular entertainment events have been held at the UDC-operated Dump Up Beach in Montego Bay? Call the UDC for more information on having your event at a Dump Up Beach. For further information on the investment opportunities being offered by the UDC, call 922-8310 or visit the website at udcja.com. You can also walk into the UDC's Information Center, located at Head Office 12 Ocean Boulevard, downtown Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.